One for you. Mouse in the US has written to us and said, "Dear Naked Scientists, my question is about mothers carrying fetuses. Will a fetus change a mother's DNA?" And actually, she specifically refers to mothers being surrogates, for example. If you had someone else's baby that you developed in your uterus, would you end up with that baby's DNA elsewhere in your body?
Again, the simple answer is yes. The more complex answer is to look at why. And basically, there's a barrier between the mother's blood and the baby's blood, which is the placenta. But stuff can kind of get across it. And this is very interesting because there's evidence that DNA, bits of DNA from the fetus, can get into the mother's blood. This is actually starting a very interesting area of testing maternal blood for the presence of, for example, genetic defects in the fetus, which could potentially be really useful, because to look for things like Down syndrome and things like that, you actually have to take a sample from the womb, and that can have an increased risk of miscarriage. So to be able to do these kind of blood tests could potentially be very useful. So yes, DNA from the fetus can get into the bloodstream of the mother, and potentially also cells as well could be travelling around in the mother's bloodstream. Now, does it matter? Does it make a difference? Probably not. The biggest risk to a mother from the fetus is probably from things like immune reactions and things like that, from molecules produced by the fetus. There can be sort of blood group incompatibilities and things like that. But we do know, for example, that there are many, many, many successful IVF pregnancies that are done with donor eggs. So this is women carrying babies that they have no relation to. So, you know, and they don't seem to have any ill effects on them or their children.
I think there's some suggestion that people who have been pregnant are much more prone to having autoimmune conditions where the immune system turns on itself or on the body itself. And one suggestion is that this may be because there are cells from the baby lurking in those tissues from when the mother was pregnant. And when the mother is pregnant, there's a degree of immune switch off or immunosuppression to avoid the mother's immune system attacking what is 50% genetically not her, because 50% of the baby is obviously the dad's DNA. But once the pregnancy's over, then you've got this tissue there, which is not the mother, and then it turns on it in some cases, and you get things like arthritis, thyroid disease, or maybe SLE, lupus. Mark's on the phone. Hello.